Begin the current daf, Masechtas Kitin daf vav, begin 13 lines down for the top of the Yamed. The Gemara continues in a related discussion to the halacha of our Mishnah. That is the topic we've been discussing since the opening of the Masechta, is the halacha of someone brings a get from Medina Siyam to Eretz Yisrael, or from one Medina to another Medina in Medina Siyam. He has to say, b'fani nechtem, b'fani nechtem. Rabbi explains the reason is because they're not b'kin l'shma, and Rabbi explains because there's no edim between the kaima because it's a far distance. Now, on a related discussion, the Gemara says, Idma, we learned as follows, Bavel, regarding Bavel, Babylon, which, as Tosfos explains, what we're discussing over here is from one Medina to another Medina in Bavel itself. In other words, we have different areas that are separate areas, separate provinces in Bavel itself. What's the halacha? So Rav Amar, he says, Ke'eretz Yisrael le'gitin. He says that Bavel has the same status as Eretz Yisrael for Gitin, and that is, as we explained in the Mishnah, although Medina le'Medina is a far distance, and therefore, let's say in Medina Sayyam, you have to say b'fanei nechtem, even according to Rava, because Edom and not mitzvah in the Kaimoyim. And Eretz Yisrael, A, the b'kin l'shma. And B, even though it's Medina, like from Yehuda to Galil, you don't have to say because the shayaret mitzvahs, there's caravans that are constantly going in the times of Beis HaMikdash, because everyone came up to Yerushalayim, the oil regel, or even after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, because there's bati din and kvi'in. So Rav says that Bavel has the same status as Eretz Yisrael regards to this halach of Gittin, and even if you're going from Medina to Medina, you don't have to say b'fanei nechtem, b'fanei nechtem. Whereas the Shmuel Amar k'chutz la'aretz, he argues and says, no, that Bavel has the same status as chutz la'aretz, and you have to say b'fanei nechtem, or b'fanei nechtem, from one Medina to another Medina in Bavel. Says the Gemara, le'me b'hokam iflagi, let's say that the machlekes, Rav and Shmuel, is the same machlekes, Rav and Rav, about what is the fundamental reason why we say b'fanei nechtem, b'fanei nechtem. The Mar Saba that Rav held Lefisha in Bikin Lishma. What's the reason why you have to say to Medina Ziyam? Because they're not proficient in Allah of Lishma. Vahani Gemiri. But Bavel, as we know, there's the two Talmuds, Talmud Yerushalmi, Talmud Bavli. They were well learned, just like in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, there you don't have to say Bifani Nechad, Bifani Nechad. Whereas the Mar Saba B'Shmuel held that Lefisha in Eidim Mitzun Lekaimoy. No, the reason is like Rava, why you have to say Bifani Nechad, is because you're not going to have witnesses that can verify it in case the husband comes to contest it, because it's from a very far away place, and no one recognizes the signatures. V'hani namu le'shchichi, here also in Bavel, where if it's from one end to the other end in different Medinas, then you're not going to have witnesses to verify it, and therefore you have to say Bifani Nechad, even in Bavel, from one Medina to another Medina. Now, that the Gemara wonders, but Tisber, is that logical to say that this is what they're arguing about? Harabba is slay the Rava, but as we have mentioned many times, that ultimately Rabba, not only does he hold that there's requirement of b'fani nechtem because of lishma, but he agrees to Rava's principle that an additional reason why you have to say it is because of ein edim mitzvah l'kaimoy. So therefore, although you're right in Bavel, when you're going from Medina to Medina, that they're well versed in the halacha of lishma, but since it's from one Medina to another one, you still have to fulfill the requirement of be'in l'kaimoy. So therefore, for that reason itself, Rav should hold like Shmuel, if the reason is because of Rav and Rava, to agree to the reason of Rava, which we're saying is Shmuel, of having to say b'fani nechtem for the purposes of kiyum of the shtar. So rather, the Gemara explains the kulei ama be'in l'kaimoy. No, both Rav and Shmuel agreed to the Rava's principle that you have to take care of the concern of the husband contesting the witnesses who are signed in the document, and that's the reason why you have to say b'fani nechtem. But Rav Sava, Rav held, the reason why it's like Eretz Yisrael is kiven de ikka misivta. Since there are yeshivas that are established in either Medina, you have one in Surah and one in the Harda, which were the big cities in Bavel, and the students go from one yeshiva to another yeshiva, and from all the other cities to those yeshivas to learn Torah. So Mishkan Shchichi. So then now we have the same concept like we have in Eretz Yisrael, where everyone is going from one Medina to another Medina in Eretz Yisrael. So you have people that can recognize other people's signatures that are from the other Medina. So therefore there's no problem about requiring, as Rabbah's reasoning, of Ein Edim Mitzvah L'Kaimoy, because they are found. Whereas the Shmuel Savor, no, Misivta Bigger Sayutridi. What do you think yeshivas are doing? They're busy and involved with their learning. And even though they're going from one place to another one, they're not going to recognize signatures. They're not involved in business and commerce and signatures. And therefore Shmuel held that even though that the Arshayaris Mitsuyas, meaning of yeshiva bachrim and of people learning in yeshiva, but they're not going to be able to recognize it, and only people that live in that place. And that's why Shmuel held that it's like chutz la'aretz from Medina, Medina, and Bavel, and you have to say b'fani nechtem or b'fani nechtem. So the Gemara says, it minami. Now we actually learned like this, that the reason of Rav, who says that you don't have to say, is not because, as we had assumed, like Rabbah, because of the Shema, but rather because now there are people that go from one Medina to another Medina constantly because of the yeshivas that are there in either place. Where Amr Rav Huna, the Rav Abba said a name of Rav Huna, who was a student of Rav. He said that Asinu Atzmenu B'Bovel Ke'eretz Yisrael Gittin, we started making ourselves here in Bovel like Eretz Yisrael regards to Gittin, that you don't have to say B'Fani Nachtav even from one Medina to another Medina, Mechi Asa Rav LeBovel, only from when Rav came to Bovel, who he established the yeshiva in Surah. Shmuel had his yeshiva in Arda. Now that there's two yeshivas in either place, Medina LeMedina, people are coming and going. But before that, then no, he didn't consider Bavel like Eretz Yisrael, even though, even before Rav came down to Bavel, they already were well-versed in Halacha, as the Pasuk in Melachim Beis tells us that when Yechanya went down to Bavel, which was by the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, the Cheresh and the Mizgar, who, there was the reference to Tamid HaChachamim, came down with him to Bavel, and from that point on, the Torah never left Bavel. So therefore, obviously, the reasoning is not because of that they were Gemira Lishma, because that would have been even before Rav came. Rather, it's only when Rav came and he established his yeshiva, and that's where Rav's own opinion is, that he said that, okay, now people are coming and going, therefore it's like Eretz Yisrael, and even Medina Medina, you don't have to say, B'fani Nechta, B'fani Nechta. That's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel and Bavel. Now, Masar Rav Yirmiyah asked on the opinion of Rav from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said as follows, Rav Yehuda Omer, he said, where when we qualified what is the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, because beyond that, so we have a three-way machlekes, but the general concept is that whatever beyond that is Medina Siam, and then bringing from there to Eretz Yisrael, you would have to say B'fani Nechtav, B'fani Nechtav. Now, he qualified, he said, Merekim LaMizrach, from Rekim to the eastern direction of the world, going to the end, it's considered Medina Siam on the eastern part of Eretz Yisrael. Now, the Rekim itself is Kemizrach, is considered like the eastern part of the world. In other words, it's classified as Medina Siam and not part of Eretz Yisrael, and hence you would have to say B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam. So to Ma'ashkelon L'darm, Ashkelon to the south, and V'ashkelon K'darm, Ashkelon itself is considered as the south of the world and not part of Eretz Yisrael. Me'akoy L'tzafen, from Akko to the north of the world, is considered Medina Siam, and V'akoy K'tzafen, even Akko itself is considered as the northern part, not part of Eretz Yisrael, regarding this halacha. Now, asks Rabbi Yirmiyah Rav, V'bavol etzvayin ed Eretz Yisrael kaima. Bavol is to the north of Eretz Yisrael, which is actually between Akko and the northern part of the world, meaning somewhere to the north, past Akko, is Bavel. The Chassid, like it says, the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, says, V'yemar Hashem Eli, Hashem said to me, says Yirmiyah, Mitzafon Tiftach Hara, from the north will come the bad, the evil, which was referencing the Golas of Bavel. Now, it's not learned in the Mishnah that Remeir Omer, he says, Akko ke'Eretz Yisrael Gittin. Akko has a din like Eretz Yisrael for the halachas of Gittin, which is, although maybe we'll say that Akko is not like Eretz Yisrael, but for Gittin, it is. Now, says Rabbi Yirmiyah, V'afilu Remeir lo kamayel ba'Akko demekarva. Now, only, even Remeir, who said that Akko is like Eretz Yisrael, only said it regarding Akko, which is close. Aval bubble demerach kaloy, but bubble, which is further than Akko, even Remeir, who he's being more broad in his interpretation of what's included in Eretz Yisrael, definitely is not including bubble. So the question is, how could Rav say that Bavel is like Eretz Yisrael for the Lachs of Gittin when we see that anything beyond Akko is considered like Medina Sayyam, and therefore it would have to say B'fani Nech, B'fani Nech. So that the Gemara says, Hu Maisiv Lav V'hu Mefarakla, Rabbi Yirmiyah, who had asked the question, he gave the answer, Labar Mi Bavel. You're right, everything beyond Akko is considered Medina Sayyam, with the exception of Bavel, because as we explained, that there's a reason why it would be permitted, because there you have the mesiftas, the yeshivas that are established, and therefore we're going to have both the halacha of lishma, and there's not going to be any concern of ein edim mitzuyin l'kaimah. Now the Gemara continues relating to the classification and the boundaries of Bavel itself, because we said that, at least according to Rav, that Bavel is different than Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Ad heichen hi Bavel. Up until where are the boundaries of Bavel? So Amar Papa, he says, K'machlekes l'yuchsin, the same machlekes that there is regarding yichus, regarding untainted lineage, which this is a reference to Gemara and Kedushin of Ayin Aleph and Aleph, which says that all lands are considered Isa, meaning like a mixture that you can't tell who's really a pure lineage or not, in contrast to Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael is considered Isa, a lesser level of pure lineage, to Bavel, because of how what Ezra took from Bavel, he left all the pure ones there, and he took up the not-so-pure ones to Eretz Yisrael. Now, so there in the Gemara over there, there's a machlekes regarding, so what are the boundaries to say that those are the miyuchasim that are left in Bavel? So says Rav Papa, that same machlokes over there is kach machlokes legitin. That's the same machlokes regarding the area of what's considered bavel to be considered as bavel itself. Which again, Rav said that you don't have to say b'fani nachta. Whereas Rav Yosef Amar, he argues with Rav Papa. He says no, machlokes liyuchsin. The whole machlokes there was over there was regarding the yichus, because it's not really regarding bavel itself, but it's just regarding the people that were left there. Who are the miyachasim? That what's the area that they live in? But says Rav Yisrael, regarding this halach of gittin, which that's based on different parameters, not based on yichus, it's based on A, that those know lishma, according to Rava, and moreover, like Rava, where are the places that the yeshivas go to, that's divya akol, everyone would agree, ad arva tinyona de gishra. Up until the second, there were two swamps of willow swamps, up until the second willow swamp, which is near the bridge, that everyone agrees that's up until where Bavel goes in regards to this halacha of Gittin. Now, related to this halacha of Bavel, Rav Chisda matzrich ma'aktisvoin lebe'ardesha. Chisda required the recital of b'fani nechta from aktisvoin, which is outside the area of Bavel proper, to be'ardesha, which is inside the area of Bavel proper, which is actually just over the Nar Diglas, over the Tigris River. Just over that river that he required to say b'fani nachtam. Whereas from Be'ardesha, like Tisvan, but going from Be'ardesha, which is in Bavel, just crossing over the river, tak Tisvan, loy matzuch, he didn't require them to say b'fani nachtam. Says the Gemara, lay mekasava lefish imbekin lishma. So it seemingly, we should say, the Rav Chisda holds that the reason why you have to say b'fani nachtam is because of those who are not proficient in halachas of lishma, but v'hani gemiri. But those of Be'ardesha, since they're in Bavel proper, so they're well versed in Halacha of Lishma. That's why when they cross over the river, they don't have to say it. But from the other side of the river, which is out of Bavel, they have to say it. So the Gemara says, "V'tisbra, is that logical to say?" But V'Rabba is Lida Rava. But as we've said many times, Rabba agrees to Rava of their concern besides of Lishma of you have to have Edim Mitzvah in the Kaimai. Now here, since it's what, for what's called from Medina to Medina, they're different countries. From one side of the river to the other one, so you would have to have the concern of being lekaimoi. So that itself should require, even if you had like Rabbah to even from Be'ardesher tak Tisvan should have to say b'fani nachtam. So El Rav, the Gemara explains the kula ama be'in lekaimoi. No, everyone agrees, even Rav Chisda, that there's a requirement of making sure that there's taking care of the requirement of validating the witnesses. But vahani, the people of Be'ardesher, Kivan to Azilashukud Lahasam, since they go out of Bavel, they cross over the river to go to Aktisvain, and because they want to go to the market over there. Now, when they go to the market over there, so they're involved in whatever commerce it is, because that's where they're going for business. So they give over testimony and they sign their name over there on different documents. Now, those documents are held on to the people that live over there, which are the people of Aktisvain, up until it's collected by the people of Be'ardesha. Now, therefore, Hanach, the people of Aktisvain, Yadi Bechasimis Yadi Dahani, they recognize the signatures of the people of Bnei Ardesher because they are holding on to their signatures that they come when they come to the marketplace. Now, therefore, a get that is signed in Ardesher and is sent over to Aktisvain, there are going to be Edim Mitzvah Lekaimai because of the people of Aktisvain recognize it. And moreover, Rashi says, even the Bnei Ardesher, who they're constantly going over there to the market, they'll be there to be able to be Mekayim those signatures. But Vahani, but the people of Bnei Ardesher, Bidahanach, Loyadi, they don't recognize the signatures of the Bnei Aktisvoin. Now, my time, or what's the reason? And what's being forewarned is, what do you mean? But aren't they constantly going over there to Aktisvoin to be involved in business and commerce? So shouldn't they recognize the people's of Aktisvoin signatures? On that, the answer is no, because the entire day when they're there in the market, Bishukai Tridi, they're busy with purchases, they're busy buying stuff, and they're not paying attention to analyze and to recognize the signatures of the city that they're going to, which is where the market is. The people from over there, they hold on to those documents. So when the market is over, they look at their documents, they recognize the signatures, and therefore that's the fundamental difference between the two of them, which is that not just for the reason of Lashma, which obviously in Bubble they are, but even for the concern of Ravav, Ein Edim Mitzvah Mekaimai, from Bnei Ardesher to Aktisvain, there if it's being sent, there's no concern of Ein Edim Mitzvah Mekaimai, even though it's from from one Medina to another Medina because they're constantly going there and their signatures are there and people recognize it, but the other way around, the people in Bnei Adasher will not recognize the signatures of Aktisman, and therefore from there, from Aktisman to Bnei Adasher, they have to say B'vani Nachta, B'vani Nachta. Now, continuing on this theme, Rabbi Bar Avua, Matzuch Me Arsa La Arsa, he required the recital of B'vani Nachta, B'vani Nachta, even from one row of houses on one side of the Rishus HaRabim of the public domain to across the road to the other row of houses, that if they're taking a get from one row to the other row, then you have to say B'fanei Nechtav. Rav Sheshes Matzuch, he required even a less, Mishchun L'shchuna, even from one neighborhood to another neighborhood, which Rashi qualifies from the Gemara Masechta Zavod Zara Dav Chafav Merav, it means three houses is already considered a neighborhood. Even from one row of three to the next row, meaning not even from across the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, even from one three to the other three, you have to say B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav. And V'Rava Matzuch Ba'Esh Shchuna, Rava required the recital of B'fanei Nechtav even in the same neighborhood itself, even in when there's three houses together, going from one house to another house, you're sending it, you have to say B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav. Now, the Gemara wonders, but V'Rava Hudamar L'fisha Ein Eidim Etzun L'Kaimoy, we've always been saying, this is Machlikis Rabbah and Rava. Rava said, the reason is because there's no witnesses that are going to be around that recognize the signatures. Now, from one house to the next, then when do you not have to say? I mean, how could there not be people that recognize the signatures? Why do you have to say it in the same shchuna itself? So I think my answer is Shani b'nei Mechuza. The people of Mechuza are different, and that is because actually when Rava was requiring in the same shchuna, Rava's city was Mechuza. Now, the thing is, in Mechuza is Dinaidi. People are constantly on the move. They don't stay there in the houses because they're so busy with their business dealings because they weren't people with plantations. They were busy in commerce. And therefore, their own neighbors don't recognize their own signatures. And therefore, Rava said, there's not going to be Eidim Etzun L'Kaimoy when the time comes. Even the next door neighbor is not going to be able to verify it. And therefore, he said that the Shliach has to say, B'vanei Nachtav, B'vanei Nachtav, to preempt the concern of the husband contesting because there's not going to be Eidim Etzun L'Kaimoy even from the next door neighbor. Rav Chanan Mishtoi, Rav Chanan was set over that Rav Kahana Aisi Gita, Rav Kahana brought a get. Now he says, well, Dan, I don't know imi Surah l'Narda, was it from Surah to Narda, or uminarda l'Surah, or from Narda to Surah. But either way, this is in Bavel. Now Asla Kamei Darav, so he came in, this Rav Kahana came in front of Rav. So Amalei said to him, Tzrichna l'meimim b'fanei nechtem or l'itzrichna, do I have to say b'fanei nechtem or b'fanei nechtem or not? So Amalei Leitzrichas, he says, you don't have to. And this is the opinion of Rab that we mentioned before, where he held that Bavel is like Eretz Yisrael. So even from one Medina to another Medina, from Surah to Narda, or Narda to Surah, you don't have to say B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav. Now we continue on to Amud Beis, but he's told him, V'Avdis Ahanas, but if you do say B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav, it works. Rashi Gemara wonders, Ma'i Avdis Ahanas, what does that mean if he does it, it works? What does that mean? You don't have to say it. So what do you mean it works? So the Gemara says, the e asi bal ma'ar, what it means to say is because if ultimately the husband does come and then contest the validity of the ged, then loy mishkachinen bay, then we won't pay attention to him. But that's because you said b'fanei nechtav, even though you didn't have to. But had you, the shliach, not said b'fanei nechtav nechtav, and the husband would come and contest, he would be able to invalidate the ged because we would say, yeah, maybe he's right. And we would have to then go ahead and verify it. But if you don't verify it, then it's going to be a puzzle. But if you go ahead, even though you don't have to, and you say b'fanei nechtav v'nechtam, then it will work, and we won't pay heed to him. Kedetanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that even someone that doesn't have to say it, and he does say it, then it works, and it precludes the husband's being ma'ar. As the Braisa says, ma'isa ba'adam echad shehevi get lefnei Rabbi Shmuel. There was a certain person that was bringing as a shliach lahalacha get in front of Rabbi Shmuel. So amaloi, so the shliach said to Rabbi Shmuel, do I have to say that in front of me was written and signed, or do I not have to? So Amalei, so he said to him, Bini, mehechanata, my son, where are you from? So Amalei, so he said to him, Rebbe, mikfar sisoi, and I'm from kfar sisoi. So Amalei, tzarchata loyme b'fanei nechtem b'fanei nechtem. He says, you have to say b'fanei nechtem b'fanei nechtem. And the reason is, shloi tizokik, so that the woman should not have to come, le'edim, to come on to witnesses, if the husband's going to come at a later point in time and contest the signatures on this document. Now, la'achar shiyatza, after that the shliach left, nechnes lefan of Rabbi Loi came in front of Rabbi Shmuel. Amaloi said to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi, my teacher, v'ale kfar sisoi, mubloes b'tchum Eretz Yisrael. Kfar sisoi is like absorbed into the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, which is that although it's not part of Eretz Yisrael itself, but you have areas around it jutting out, and it's almost like in the concave of the area of Eretz Yisrael. And Ukraiva le Tzipori Yesima Akri. And it's closer to Tzipori, to parts of Eretz Yisrael, more than Akri. Now, Utnan, and still we learned in the Mishnah, Remeyo Eime, he says, Akri keretzol le Gittin. Akri has a halacha like Eretz Yisrael for Gittin. Now, moreover, Vafil Rabbanon, le Pliga led Remeyer, they only argue in Remeyer, Ilaba Akri. Only by Akri that they say it's not considered part of Eretz Yisrael for Gittin. The Merachka, because it's far away from the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Of a kfar sisoy, the mekarva loy, but kfar sisoy that's close, even they would agree that it wouldn't have to say b'fanei nechtan b'fanei nechtan. So why are you here requiring this person, the shlich, to say b'fanei nechtan b'fanei nechtan? So amaloy, so he said to Rabbi, shteik b'ni shteik. Be quiet, my son, be quiet. Hayel v'yotza dava beheter, since what was done is permitted, so yotza, so they have fulfilled the obligation, in other words, which is exactly the point we said before. Which is, although you're right, Rabbi Shmuel was agreeing that the person was not required to say b'fanei nechtan, because it's very close, and there are edim mitzurin l'kaimai. However, since he did say, he will have accomplished what the purpose of it is, that if the husband will come at some point and contest, we won't listen to the husband. Now the Gemara wonders, ha'ihu nami shalei tizakig le'edim karmalei. What do you mean? Rabbi Shmuel himself said that the only reason why the shliach has to say b'fanei nechtan is not because it's included in the gzir d'rabbanon of someone that brings me Medina Siyam. He said why. He said that so the woman shouldn't have to come on to aid him in case the husband comes and contests. So it's not because he had to. So what was bothering Rabbi Loi when he asked Rabbi Shmuel? Now the Gemara answers, they didn't conclude in front of Rabbi Loi what was the end of Rabbi Shmuel's statement. All he heard, and he quickly jumped in, was, Rabbi Shmuel said the guy has to say b'fanei nechtan. And then he asked, why? He didn't hear that Rabbi Shmuel had explained himself and then concluded only so that the woman shouldn't have to come out to aid him, but not because there's a requirement in the intrinsic gezeira, the Rabbanan, of saying b'fanei nechtan from Medina Siyam. Now, continue on the halachas of Bavel, the Gemara says, Shalach le Rabbi Yassel Rav Chizda. Rav Yassel sent Rav Chizda the following halacha, which this is different than how we discussed in Amud Aleph. Amud Aleph was discussing in Bavel itself from Medina to Medina. Here, Rav Yassel sent Rav Chizda Gittin HaBoy Misham Lekan, Gittin that come from there, meaning from Bavel, over here to Eretz Yisrael, Ein Tzorach Leimah B'fanei Nechtav B'fanei Nechtav. You don't have to say B'fanei Nechtav, so even though it's very far away, and we said that if a get comes from Medina Ziyam to Eretz Yisrael, which was the first halach of our Masechta, you have to say B'fanei Nechtav V'Nechtav. On that center of Rav Yassel to Rav Chizda, from Bavel, you don't have to say. Says the Gemara, Leimah K'savah L'fisha'im B'kin L'shma. Let's say, although it's very far away, but let's say that Rav Yossi held that the reason why you have to say is because they're not proficient in Lishma. V'hani Gemiri, but in Bavel they are proficient, and that's why Rav Yossi held that you don't have to say b'fanei nechtav. That the Gemara says, but Tisba, is that logical? But V'rabba islei de Rav, as we proved in previous dafim, even those who hold the reason is like Rabba because they're not b'kin Lishma, as we proved, have to agree that there's a requirement because of Ein Eid Mitzurin L'Kaimai. And therefore, so how, why from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael don't you have to say if it's very far away and there's not going to be anyone to verify the witnesses? El Rab, the Gemara says, you're right, everyone agrees that there is a requirement of saying b'fanei nechtav for the verification of the witnesses on the document. But since there's many people that go up and down from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, so there are people that are commonly found to be able to verify the signatures, and that's why Rav Yosef held that from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. Now, however, Rabbi Yosef commented, and he said, Man Leimelon, who is going to tell us, the Rabbi Yosef Bar Samchahu, who said he's someone that could be relied on? How do we know that what he's saying is a true halacha? Now, moreover, he's backing it up. Because Ha'ihu, the Shalach Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef had sent to Rabbi Yehuda the following statement. He said, B'nei Adam Ha'olim Misham Lekan, people that come up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Hinkaimu ba'atzman, they're fulfilling in themselves the pasuk in Yoel that says, V'yitnu ha'yelad b'zayna, that they give over their child for a harlot, V'hayal d'mocha b'yayin, and their daughters, they sell for wine, V'yishtu, and they drink the wine. Now, the reason why he was referencing this was because there were people that would delay a long time who lived in Bavel in Eretz Yisrael. And they would leave their wives like agunais, and they weren't able to fulfill peruvia, which essentially was, he was alluding to the fact that it was like lax in their eyes having boys and girls having children. So it's like they're selling their children for harlots and their little girls to drink wine, because here they are, they're spending all their time in Eretz Yisrael and leaving their wives there alone. So that's what he was saying, you could compare the people that come from there to here are like. Now, says Rabbi Yosef, because of Libel Yisirtit, when he sent this halacha to Rabbi Yehuda, he wrote those words without carving a line underneath those words. Now, the problem with that, says Rabbi Yosef, is Omer Yitzchak said, Shtayim, when you write two letters, there's Shtayim, when there's two letters, Kaisvin, you could write from a pasuk without Sirtit, without making a line, scraping a line into the parchment. But Shalish and Kaisvin, the three words you're not allowed to write without Sirtit, and Bemasnidat and the Brice, we're not, okay, Shalish and Kaisvin, three words you could write, but Arba and Kaisvin, four words you can't write it yet. Here he quotes a pasuk in Yoel when he sent to Rabbi Yehuda, and he didn't do Sirtit. So how can we rely on him? You see, he doesn't know halacha. So Amli Abaye responded to Rabbi Yosef. He says, "Atu kol de lo yada hadar Rabbi Yitzchak." You think anyone that doesn't know this halacha of Rabbi Yitzchak regarding sirtut for three or more words, lav gavar abahu, that means that he's not a great person, that we shouldn't rely on him? Bishlem and milsa de talya besvara, says Abaye. You're right. Something that's contingent on logic, that is, if he wouldn't know this from his own self, then lachai. Then you're right. Then we could say that it's a flaw in saying that he's not a great person, that we shouldn't rely on his halacha. But how gemara he? This halacha of Rabbi Yitzchak is a messiah, it's a tradition. The gemara leishmile, he didn't hear this gemara. Rabbi Yitzchak is not something that you would say logically is required. Now, so that responds to the second point Rabbi Yosef had pointed out. V'oid, moreover, this that you're saying, who said we could rely on Rabbi Yosef? Ha-Rabbi Yosef, who de askim mara el yadei. What do you mean we could rely on him? He's someone that Hashem relied on. In other words, that Hashem agreed and revealed the secrets of something that happened in the past history to Rav Yosef, that Rav Yosef was precise in figuring out something that was secluded, and he figured out that truth, where Hashem must have told it to him. So if Hashem agrees to him and gives him over the secrets of the Torah, for sure we can rely on him. Still, like it says, the pasuk in Shaiftim. Now this parasha is in regards to what's known as the Pelegish Begiva. Gigiva was the place in where Shevet Binyamin was. There was a concubine that was sent out by her master, where the pasuk says, "Vatizna lo pilaksha." The reason why he had sent her away was because she was mizana, which actually is translated as because she soured, she strayed from him. She did something that turned him off. Now, this was a machlekes. What exactly did she do? Rav Avyasa Amar, Zvuv Matzala. He says that he found a fly in the plate that she was serving him. Rabbi Yonasan Amar, Nima Matzla. Rabbi Yonasan said that, no, he found a hair, which the Gemara will shortly explain, where exactly did he find the hair. Now, Tosfos says, although the pasuk says from Vatizna, which sounds like that she was literally Mizana, that she had another relation with another man, on that Tosfos says that the word could also mean regarding straying, meaning souring, or from the word of Mazin, of food, which was that he found the fly in his plate. Now, on that, Tosfos wonders, how do they know that it means literally that she wasn't Mizana? So on that, Rabbeinu Tam says, because from the fact that we find in the Pesukim that he wanted to take her back, that must be that she wasn't Mizana, because as he says, that even by Pelagshim, it wasn't normative to take back a concubine after that she was Mizana with another man. So therefore, there was a machlekes, what was it? Did he find a fly or did he find a hair? Now, the Ashkechei, Rabbi Yosef Eliyahu, Rabbi Yosef encountered Eliyahu HaNavi. Amalei, my kavra Kadosh Baruch Hu, he said to Eliyahu HaNavi, what is that Kadosh Baruch Hu doing now? So Amalei, so he said to him, Asik be Pelegish Begiva, he's evolved in the sugya of Pelegish Begiva. Well, my comments, Rav Yosef asked Eliyahu, so what's he saying? Amalei, he said to him, Ev Yosef b'ni kachoim, my son of Yosef says that the reason why he sent her away was because he found a fly. And Yonasan b'ni kachoim, and my son Yonasan is saying that it's because he found the hair. So Amalei, so Rav Yosef said to Eliyahu HaNavi, Chas v'shalom, God forsake, Mika sveika kamishmaya, is there doubt in front of heaven? What do you mean? He's quoting us? We're not sure. We're disputing and debating what happened historically that he sent him away, and Hashem is quoting each opinion. Isn't there only truth over there? Amalei, so Eliyahu HaNavi answered him, what do you mean? Elu ve'elu divrei elikim chayim hein? What do you mean? Both your opinions are the words of the living God. What does that mean? How could they both be true? Well, they're actually both true. Zvuv matza v'lo hikpit. You're right, Rav Yosef. And this is this concept where we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim al yadai, where actually the Tosfos Rosh says he was more precise in finding out the secrets, because this was not the reason why he sent them away, but it's true that this happened. He found a fly in his plate, but it wasn't so particular. V'nima matza v'hikpit.
And it's also what like Rabbi Yonasan had said, that he found a here, and he was particular, and it did bother him, as the Gemara will shortly explain what that exactly was. But again, that's what Abaye was responding to Rabbi Yosef. We see if Hashem showed him the secret of one of the things that bothered that person of the Pelegesh, then must be that we could rely on him if Hashem is telling him the secrets. Now, the Gemara just explains, Amar Rabbi Huda, he says, Zvuv Bekara. The reason was the flaw he found in his plate, that Venima Ba'isim Makam, the here was in the genital area of the Pelegesh, which the normative process was that they would take off the pubic hair so that it shouldn't cause possibly a danger to the one that's cohabiting with her, which it could cause him to become a Krei Shavcha, which it can harm the male member. So that's why the fly didn't bother him as much as regarding the hair, which was Ba'isim Makam. Moreover, Zvuv Mi'isusa. A fly is just repulsive, okay, but Venima Sakanta. The here could be danger, and since it's regarding danger, so that really bothered him more, and that's what caused her to be intimidated by him because he was getting upset because of the here, and that's why she fled, and again, that caused the whole thing regarding what happened with the Pelegesh, and then causing the whole many thousands of people dying. Now, Igad Army, that those that say that no, actually, Idvi Idbikara, actually, both of those were found in the plate, the fly and the here. So why was he more particular about the here than the fly? Because Zvuv Einza. A fly is, what could she do? It happened beyond her control because a fly could just fall in. But Venima Pshiusa, that's negligence. What's a here doing in over here? A here doesn't just fly around and come in. If there's a here, that's a negligence, and that's why he was particular about that. Now, continuing on this theme about Pelegesh Begiva, Amar Rav Chizki says, La'olam al yatal adam emi yisir b'teich beis. A person should never cause too much intimidation and fear in his own household. Shari Pelegesh Begiva hitul alel baila emi yisir, because this concubine from Giva, her man had created a lot of intimidation. He was all upset. I can't believe it. What's going on over here? Even the here by Samakam or the here in the plate. The Hippila Kamar of Israel, and tens of thousands of Jews died because of that, what triggered that whole incident of Pelegesh Begiva. A person shouldn't cause so much intimidation to cause so much fear in this house. So to Omar Behudim Omar Rav, says, Kalamatal Emi Yisir B'Tech Beisei, whoever places a lot of fear and intimidation in his own house, Saifu Bola De Shalash Averis is going to cause regarding to the three big sins. Gila Rayas, regarding that is, for example, if let's say the wife time came to go to the mikvah, but it's very cold. Now she's afraid to say, I didn't go and immerse myself because he's going to get all upset, and she's going to end up cohabiting with him as a nida, which is a violation of Gila Rayas. Vishvich is dumb, it could come to murder, which would be like in this case where tens of thousands of Jews died. Or sometimes the wife could be running away, or one of the children, or whatever it is, and Chas Shalom, they could fall into a pit or off a bridge because of their fear from him running away. It could cause someone to die. And V'chil Shabbos, it could cause desecration of Shabbos, because sometimes the woman is going to light a candle or cook when it's already Shabbos because she's afraid, and he doesn't know about what's going on over here because they're going to be, he's going to be very upset. So therefore, they're going to come to violate Shabbos. A person should never cause so much intimidation that people are going to do such extreme things because of fear of the man. Now, moreover, Amar Rabbi B'Bachana, he says, Hada Amar Rabbana, this that the rabbis say in Masechta Shabbos, that Shleisha Devarim Tzarech Adam Loimer B'Toich Beisei, there are three things a person has to say in his house, Erev Shabbos Imchashecha, Friday before it gets dark. First of all, Isartem. So did you take off meiser, a tithe from the produce that we're going to eat tomorrow? Because all types of produce you eat on Shabbos, even those things that weren't fully prepared, become obligated in meiser. Iravtem, did you make Iruv Chatzer so that we can go and carry into the Chatzer, which the communal courtyard, which is how their houses used to be? And Hidliku Esaner, and he would tell them, light the candles. So regarding those three halachas, Tzarech, you have to, as the Gemara continues, top of Zayin Manav, Lememrinu B'Nechusa, you have to say it calmly, Kihicha D'Lekav L'Benai, so that they accept it from him, because you're going to be screaming, did you do Meiser? Could you go ahead and light? Again, that's not appropriate. As we said, the terrible tragedies that could happen about a person that imposes too much intimidation in his home. Now, Amr Vashi, he says, Anoli Shemili had the Rabbi B'Bachana. I didn't even hear this teaching of Rabbi B'Bachana, that you have to say it, B'Nichusa, but V'Kayim Tiyu Misvara, I did it out of logic. It makes sense. You can't act in such an outlandish way in one's house because of the ramifications. You want them to listen. It's Dirich Chachamim B'Nachas Nishmon.
So to Amar Ravo, he says, La'ilam al yatl adam emi yaseir b'teich beis. A person should never cause too much fear in his house. Shari adam gadol hitl emi yaseir b'teich beis. Because there was a great tzaddik that actually, there was a lot of fear of him in his household. V'chilu davar gadol, and they actually gave him to eat something that was a great sin. Umanan, who's this great person? Reb Chanina ben Gamliel. Now the Gemara wonders, Hachilus l'kotaitich, can you entertain that they really ended up feeding him something that was not kosher? But hashta behem din shel tzaddikim. But if regarding the animals of righteous people, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevetal kol al yad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not cause that to be a stumbling block of even the animals eating forbidden foods, as the Gemara brings in Masechet Chul Daf Hei Beis, so tzaddikim atzam l'kolshken, isn't it for sure kal v'chaima that Hashem would never bring a righteous person to stumble and eating non-kosher food? Rather, the Gemara says, bikshu l'hachila davagol, they attempted to feed him something non-kosher. U'mayniu, what is that? Aver min hachai, limb from a living animal. Whereas because they were going to serve him the food, which was a part of the animal that was slaughtered, but they lost it. And because they were so afraid of him, what's going to happen, his slaves went and actually broke off a limb of a living animal and brought it there in its stead so that he shouldn't really realize. But again, they didn't end up eating that, but one should just figure out from that story about do not cause emi yaseir because of what they attempted to do and about all the terrible calamities that could happen from bringing, as we see by Pelegish Megivah, how many tens of thousands of people died because of emi yaseir b'teich beis shel adam.